right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number on the line. A good friend, Dr. Darrell Williams, who is a candidate for the United States United States Senate. You know, Dr. Williams, before we went to break, I was asking you, you're running against people who seem to have unlimited resources. You look at people who are multimillionaires who are putting their own money into their campaigns, and here you are, a guy who's out here and using your own resources, but meager compared to the millions of dollars that your opponents are putting into their campaigns. Some may ask, why would you, there's no chance at all for you to match, dollar signs and zeros with your opponents. How do you continue to push, even though, we live in a society now where, the dollars matter?
Mr. Ingram, that's a very good question. And I tell you, money does matter to an extent where you are able to get your message out and purchase radio time and TV time and so forth. But what really is, this election is not about who has the most money. This is about what the people value in a candidate. And if it was a matter of the person who has the most money, there are several other people in Wisconsin with more money than any of the candidates who are running, and maybe we should just all vote for them. But we've seen where the person with the most money is not necessarily the best candidate. I think we've seen that with our previous president. And so I think it's important that the people get away from looking at who has the most money, but actually get to know these candidates and find out who's the best person, the best represents them, and so forth. And this is so critical, because this is one of the things that we've always talked about, is I don't care whether you have $100 million or $1. Everybody wants their voice to count, and everybody wants to be heard. Every candidate you hear them talking about how they want to represent for the people, but they're so far removed from the people that they can't even understand what the needs of the people are. We've had several debates. Forums, and inside of these rural communities, and I don't know any community that's more rural than Abbeville, Mississippi. So I understand the challenges and the concerns and the silence of the voices of many of the people inside of our rural communities, from politicians who've already been elected and from those who are currently running. We have to make sure that every voice is being heard, not just the what we would say the elite among us. We have to make sure that what we would consider the least of these, the common person, everybody has a voice. And I represent those people all across, up and down the economic spectrum, that we have here within the great state of Wisconsin, and I will represent all of the people.
Let's do this, Doc. Hold that thought. Let's go to the phone lines. Who do we have on the line, Sam?
L.A. Tom's calling in for you, Earl.
Hey, L.A. Tom, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Earl. Thank you. First off, we the people are the government. We must never forget that. Second, I am a proud FDR Democrat. What I would recommend, because 94% of elections are won by the person that does have the most money for campaigns, unfortunately, and that's why we need to get money completely out of politics. But second, I would just encourage the gentleman on the line to go back and look at all the FDR clips. And you know what? Basically, follow his playbook. Because I'll tell you what, Democrats don't talk about FDR. He won 4 elections for a reason. He appealed to everyone. And the thing is, his policies and the second Bill of Rights would appeal to everyone today. But Democrats act like they'd never have even heard of the guy or even talked about the guy. And he's the one that won all the campaigns. So I would just really, really recommend him coming out and saying, you know what, I welcome their hatred for me. I welcome these big donors in terms of what they're doing. And you know what, I'm going up against, you know, David versus Goliath here. And to position his campaign in a way that FDR did, and some of the policies that were there, I would just encourage him, because he seems like a great person and a great opportunity to start invoking the name Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And the Democratic Party needs to start doing that. So that's all I got today, Earl.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Tom.
Hey.
You want to respond?
Let me just say, I think it's L.A. Times. I really appreciate those comments. And Mr. Ingram, you know, I don't know if you got a chance to take a look at that Marquette poll, because you know, whenever you looking at your text messages, you're getting all these messages from people that says I'm 50%, Ron Johnson is 50%, and you know, the Marquette poll clearly showed that many of the people who even the media has been promoting as your top candidates are not as high as they think they are. The people of Wisconsin are very clear that even with those people, they're not as comfortable with them, with those people, and they are looking for someone who is genuine, someone with some experience, knowledge, and background that's going to really get in there and make a difference from them. And I'm that person. And so we have to make sure that our media is promoting candidates so that the people of Wisconsin have an opportunity to get to know all of these candidates, make an informed decision.
You know, Doc, none of them. There's nobody, including the current United States Senator Ron Johnson, can even come close to your dossier and the things that you've done and accomplished. The fact that even in this state, you've traveled the state as an emergency manager, again, at the state level. You've been to the small towns. It's not like you don't know what's happening in those places, as well as being in the big city. So, you know, based on, again, records, and I would say this, shouldn't that matter? Shouldn't the accomplishments of people matter? You know.
Yeah. I believe that it should matter. And the thing about it is, if I've been in education for 26 years and somebody asked me, well, what have you done to improve the education of kids in the schools or districts that you've worked in, I should be able to say that. But you have people who are running in this election who are, you know, just running off of their clout. But when you ask them, even if they've been in these roles, what have you done to improve the conditions of people throughout the state of Wisconsin in your role? They wouldn't be able to tell you that in a coherent fashion without somebody writing a few notes for them to repeat in front of
the
camera.
So, Dr. Williams, hang on. Hold that thought. We've got to go to a break. Dr. Darrell Williams, a candidate for United States Senate, is on the line. You can join us at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Something's wrong with it. Something's wrong with the good world.